Hi guys, welcome back to episode 2 of It's Related.
I promise.
Thank you so much for listening to episode 1 and thank you for being with us on the second episode. We're really excited because today we're talking about you. We're talking about us. And I want to ask you guys a question. I want to ask you a question. How are you guys doing?
I mean, I'm doing good. You mean like how are we doing?
That's the usual answer. I'm doing good. How are you really doing?
How are you doing?
Like, you know, what's really going on? Yeah. It's been what, maybe 3 months since this lockdown thing happened, especially at least in Nairobi in Kenya.
Yeah.
And we've gone from baking banana bread.
I know.
I didn't jump on that boat, but I think I was.
I realized
it. I saw you baking.
I was baking before. No, I did, but then
First of all, she said, I've been baking.
Yeah. No, I baked, and then like 2 weeks later, I'm like, so I'm jumping on this banana bread. I'm like, Kwani, see me, I just baked. Like, I didn't even know there was a thing.
It was mad. It was like a proper.
Okay.
All right. Welcome back.
But I think that's not to dampen the mood, but I think that's a really important question to ask, like how people are actually doing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I think for me, look at you guys just look at this.
We're like,
I
just want you guys to know Sharon's holding our hands right now.
No need sweating. You know, it's interesting when I think about how I've been doing since the whole lockdown was put in place. To be honest, at first, I was low key excited. Yeah. An opportunity to just slow down. I feel things were going so fast, and for me, my role, like my job, requires a lot of performance based stuff. Like I started developing a lot of performance anxiety.
Yeah,
just because being on TV, just thinking about content for social media, like that whole space is very much showy.
Yeah,
and I was so happy.
And you have to show up,
literally. Yeah, I mean, like, in a good way, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's contrived.
And it's draining because
it's very draining. You have
to use a lot of your energy,
a lot of your just brain capacity, and I realized. Welcome to Master Talk. I realized that when the lockdown happened, I actually got a chance to just stop performing. I literally was just in my own headspace, thinking about doing stuff that makes me happy, that has no like performance checks, you know what I mean? Like painting or just building stuff. And that happened for about 2 weeks, and then I was called back to the office like, hey, come, we're doing this COVID
show. First of all, you better pull up.
You better come back to work. So there was a period where it was really zen.
But isn't it interesting to see, like, you know, we were forced to almost be stagnant.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then you start to like really tick off things like, did I need to be doing that? Did I need to be doing that? Did I have to? These things that are, oh my, see, that's my routine. Why? Why is it your routine? Why do you have to sit in traffic for 2 hours? Why do you have to leave at 5 o'clock?
Why do you have to work from an office?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it's actually challenged a lot of people because like I was talking to a friend of mine, actually it's my cousin, and she was telling me now, as soon as when things go back to quote unquote normal,
right,
she wants to negotiate with her boss to be able to work from home, because they've still been very busy because the nature of their job is still you know, it's still needed. Because before, you know, you wouldn't be able to
on what grounds
and now you can say, look, I've been productive, this has been my performance, so
it's so interesting to see that like switch. And I definitely think like things have to change. Me personally, it's a conversation we've been trying to have before COVID, and now that COVID is here, I'm like, so this is my reason.
Yeah.
And people don't have to be in office at 9 o'clock to show that they're working, you know.
Or that they're good workers.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
KPIs just speak for themselves.
As long as your KPIs and you're accessible when needed.
Exactly.
That's what counts, and that's what it is and everything.
So but, Nani, like, how have you been doing? You as yourself, just as a babe, for Nairobi, working.
Yeah, have you been doing?
How am I doing?
What's up? Tell us how your last 3 months have been. Because we've hung out, but we haven't hung out. I mean, we haven't hung out. We've talked on the phone briefly about the podcast.
Yeah.
But we've not like, have you guys been managing this whole thing?
Right, yeah. So, okay. Where do I even start? First of all,
that is about to cry.
No, I think for me the biggest thing that hit I'm such like, I wouldn't say homebody, but like not promotion body. which means like homebody means like you want to just stay at home. Yeah. Da, da, da. And for me, it's not like I necessarily want to stay at home. I just want to be being pulled here, there, here, what, 2 o'clock here, what o'clock there. I'm just like, let's mellow, let's vibe, let's go, let's chill. And like things can still be, you know, you can still figure out your personal timetable and still take time for the things that matter and stuff. So I think in the beginning, there was a lot of things that were getting in the way for me. So there was a lot of like, everything became a Zoom meeting. Everything, everything went online, which is great. But at some point I was like, okay, am I going to sit here 9 to 5, just picking up and leaving calls like back to back to back to back. And then as this has kind of progressed, you know, fortunately, like my boss, I was just like, yo, you guys, there's too many meetings, and cut down like half of them. So I think going forward, we're able to kind of see, okay, we can do this more efficiently. This can be a WhatsApp message. This can be what. So for me, that took a lot of like relief off my back. Like I was able to relax a bit more. You know, you can sit at home and listen to music while you're working, which is just a very different vibe like in the office. Yeah. So I find like, first of all, I'm sleeping so much better, like so much more rested. It's ridiculous.
For sure.
But it's incredible. Yeah. It's incredible. Opposite.
Because you're not like, because like before, I hope you, I'm just cutting. I'm
just, it's related, it's, I promise.
Yeah, it's related. No, it's just because I, everything you're saying, I was like, even me. Yeah. I can contribute to that. Because like, you know, when you're at work, or you're going to work, it's like you have to be up by 5:30 to be out of house by 6:30 to beat the traffic because you need to be office by 8 o'clock. And, and now you can sleep in even if it's just 30 minutes, 1 hour you. More. And then I think even that anxiety of like, you know, sometimes you can't go to bed at that 10:30. Yeah. You're just, your body is still buzzing.
Your mind is racing.
Yeah. So now it's just like, okay, fine. I sleep. You try and sleep at the same time every day, but you don't have the same pressure.
Right.
And you're still performing. Right. And you're still meeting your KPIs.
And even small things like you can wake up and just fry an egg and put it on some toast and just stroll
You know, I used to eat my food in the car. You know? Every day.
You're just there with containers.
Always. Why did we do that?
No, if you want like a cereal, have it. Like a coffee, plunge it.
have you guys been more productive, would you say, like work-wise?
I think with me, my role is very set out. So there's more more creative ways we're producing things, but I wouldn't say I'm producing more because one, I'm not really trying to do more work. I'm just trying to do the work that I have with the time frame.
Are you as productive?
Yeah.
I think even employers, that's their worry, that people are going to become more lax. Exactly. And they'll be like, oh, I couldn't do it because there was no Wi-Fi. Or I couldn't do it because there was no, like, oh, my kids are in the way.
There's such a bad mentality that if someone's at home and they're not working, which is crazy to me because you could actually be doing like 10 times more work. But again, those are factors. Wi-Fi, if you have kids, if you, you know,
there's more distractions at home for sure.
Yeah.
But I think people are. Right now, it's like there's been such an interesting learning curve. I feel like
huge.
First, people are like, first, kids are like, yes, right?
Exactly.
And then it's like, oh my gosh, how am I going to get this done? And then, oh my gosh, and then
I don't have the tools.
I don't have the job cards. Yeah. You know, like my brother had to go. And I remember my brother had to do his work at the laundry area.
What?
Because he can't sit in the sitting room. As long as he's...
Because you're all noisy.
Yeah. As long as he's... No, this is before they came back home because they needed more space. But because the daughter would just say, Papa, hi, Papa, hi, Daddy. He had to go out somewhere outside the apartment on the balcony because...
He had to get his own space. Mm. That's so insane. But for me, I think one thing that I really was like bummed about, if you actually had to ask me how I was doing, my birthday was in April. And this was the time where like when Yeah, April 20th, first of all.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I did absolutely nothing. Yeah.
Oh my God, for 20. Yeah, I told you happy birthday. Oh my God, I remember. I remember. And that was it. It's like, happy birthday on IG and then bye.
Yeah.
And I didn't even call you. Shame on me.
Didn't you? A lot of people were like, so you're not even going to, you know, like, I think this is the point where I think towards the end of March, especially in Kenya, cases just started to really increase.
Yeah.
And guys were like, okay. COVID, you know?
Real.
So April was just written off. It was
June. I feel like that was such a,
It was my birthday as well.
Yeah. It was just, and I won't lie to you, in the moment, because I was just like, okay, you know what? Even me, I'm not really feeling comfortable. And I can't pick like all my friends, I can make like six. But like, I just can't pick like four or whatever the number that we were allowed to have at the time was. Mm. I was like, nah, let me just chill. Because when the bash happens, the bash is happening. And I want people to come and like be ready, you know? Yeah. And I'm like, I don't want to do this like small thing. And like, guys are like, oh, make have a Zoom party, have a what? And I was like,
it was just this for house party.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there was that era.
You know, right?
There was the era of house party.
It sounds like different years.
This is just like,
it's 3 months ago.
March, April, May. We're in June now.
We're in June.
Yeah, so
I would say 4 months.
Yeah.
March, April, May, June. Okay, no, 3 months. Yeah. 3 months. Because we went on like proper, like work from home mid-March, around March 18th, that week, I remember.
Exactly, yeah. Mm. It's just been an interesting like curve of just things. Because then also, I kind of got out of that. I wouldn't say I was like, I'll just say I was sad about it. I was sad that I didn't get to celebrate my birthday.
Yeah.
But I was turning 27. It wasn't like anything crazy. I was just like, okay, well, you know, I guess. And then now when I see people with their birthdays and they're out here popping champagne and I'm like, first of all,
Yeah.
Did Miss Rona not come tell you that she's still out
really
here?
Really acting like mad. Life, like this thing has gone.
Yeah. And it worries me. Yeah. There's a side of me that's like, okay, cool. We're gonna have to find a way to live with this thing. But I'm like, not right now.
Yeah.
not right now. Yeah. You know? I think little things, like I personally have started like going for walks every Monday and every Friday. I know Jules, you do it every day. Mm. Pretty much every day.
Just walking.
So I'm telling her JG step challenge.
Yeah.
But yeah, so for me, it's a thing that I just would have never ever done, and not for any other reason, but it just was not my comfort zone. I didn't want to walk on the street. And this is like main roads. Yeah? This is not like a TME and I don't know where. This is like public main roads. There's even policemen every so often. Like it's not about safety. It was just me. I didn't really want to be in that space. And then all of a sudden I was like, you know what? Let me go for a walk. And I'm doing 2 kilometers. What kilometers?
Because the sun hits different when it's illegal.
Legit. Well then,
you should be staying home, Nani.
No. You're allowed one walk. I read somewhere. So,
in England, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. I was gonna say in the UK.
You can but only leave the house when you're going for exercise or shopping, I think.
But you know what I was even thinking? In the beginning of this whole period, when groceries used to come, I used to have a bucket of water with Jik and Dettol.
To wash?
To wipe individual items one by one.
You were a bit...
I'm still doing that. You're not doing that anymore.
Not that extreme.
Where do you draw the line between people who are being... extreme, like paranoid.
What you trying to say?
I'm trying to say you're being paranoid. And guess what? Actually being very just cautious, you know?
I mean, I'm just being cautious.
Yeah.
No, me, I was cautious. I mean, yeah. I think initially I was very, very like...
I think, yeah. Out of the two
because
of us.
I was watching CNN.
Yeah.
And CNN.
Blame it on the CNN.
First of all, I don't know. I know there's like controversy around CNN. I don't know what the controversy is. So yeah. I'm just saying CNN.
If you want to advertise on this podcast, you're very welcome.
So if you watch CNN, like they had this, the whatever was happening on the screen was happening, but then they had this little like widget on the right side of the screen showing the numbers of Corona in New York,
like a tally,
and then in the world, and it was every half hour, it's like up by 100, up by 200, up by 300, up by, you know,
mad.
So for me, I was just like, oh my god, 10,000. And by the time Corona came to this, I remember that I stopped watching the news at some point because I was like, we are fucked in Kenya, we can't handle it.
That's it.
If New York is struggling, I mean, Wuhan didn't even scare me, Italy didn't. It didn't scare me because I don't have any, I've never been there. I don't know how those countries operate. I've been to New York. So I was like, if people in New York if this thing is taking New York down to its knees, we're fucked in Kenya.
Who
we're
are we fucked. In Nairobi?
But we've managed, I think.
We
like,
have. I think African.
I think because thank God it affected, not thank God, but I'm just glad it didn't affect us fast because initially, we don't have the infrastructure, first of all, to deal with that.
Right. Yeah.
Medically, you know, you guys know what's up. Like our hospitals.
They're already
We can't handle it. We only have like what, 12, what are they called?
ICU beds, ventilators. Ventilators, yeah.
So that was my worry. But I think the one thing I really do commend the government for is doing this whole, I mean, asking guys to work from home literally when we had one case.
Right.
We had one case. Yeah. We had one case on a Friday.
Yeah.
And we had, then there was Saturday, Sunday, Monday. By Tuesday, what's his name?
He can get it.
I can get it.
You can get it.
Anybody can get it.
And if we treat this disease No Murray. She will treat us hub No Murray.
We should get him on the podcast.
Man.
We should.
Man.
You should. Welcome.
There's just something about him, man.
He's great.
People even think he should run for president.
Word.
Yay. Yeah.
I could see it.
So anyway, so he says, I've completely lost my train.
About you can get it.
Oh yeah, closing. On Tuesday, like, because I remember this because that Friday we had just come back from Amboseli that Sunday,
right? Mm.
And then on Tuesday it's like everyone needs to work from home,
mm.
and we had only one case. Right. And then I think 2 weeks after that we had 8 cases,
yeah.
and by that time everyone was working from home, so there's already this social distance messaging, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. so I think that's what helped us.
Definitely.
It did, because I think initially everyone was panicked and everyone stayed home. Like if you were out driving in Nairobi, those first 2-3 weeks of the announcement, it was like Christmas. You know,
yeah,
Christmas
is
not on the road.
That's my favorite time in Nairobi. No one.
Nobody.
No traffic.
Cruising. Now we're in June. I feel like, I mean, we're humans are humans. Like, yeah. I think you get to a point where you're like, okay, you start to rationalize. Maybe if I just wear a mask and go for this party, it's okay. Or like, maybe if I just sanitize in the car. And that's you know, which is...
If I wash my hands twice.
Yet you don't. I'm like, people in America. People in America couldn't handle it in us.
Mad.
But I'm proud of us. I think I hope it's not because we haven't been mask testing or, you know, people have all these theories, but I'm just glad.
I think there's also been a lot of... Like, at first, there wasn't enough information out there on this whole disease. And then we got to a point where there was so much information that people feel like they know what it is and what it's not.
Yeah.
Right.
So people are, it's almost like...
Are you talking about the aunties on WhatsApp? Or?
My mom
bitter cola nut
alumni. Nigeria.
What?
So that we don't get corona.
But bitter what?
Bitter cola nut.
Hey.
You're
big now, my sister.
But yeah, I think there's just been so much info that guys feel like they know how to handle it. They know what it's going to look like if you get corona.
Right.
There's been so much information out there that I think people are less paranoid.
And I think the key thing, which we probably have stressed and you've probably heard, but we just keep stressing, is sometimes it's not about you, right?
Yeah.
Have the humility and the heart to think of other people that are around you, and then, you know, kind of move according to that. Because I also am of the mindset that we can't stay home forever.
Mm.
I flutter between the two almost on a daily basis.
But you've been so good. Honestly, bruh,
I ain't trying to see nobody. I'm trying to nobody.
Yeah, has been
but
so good.
If people want to, like, you know, if people want to meet and you know, all these things that need to run, I do understand that needs to happen, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what do you
need to go to the bank. You need to go do your groceries. You need to go to work. If you have to, people need to make money.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a really, right now we're still trying to figure out, like, okay, how do we do this? Because you know, like somebody was telling me, it's either we die at home or we die when we're out there, because you die at home because you're not working, especially people who have,
who
need to go out to make money. So for them, it's just like, either way, I'm going to die.
Happens,
so what do we do? But now this is the time where leadership needs to really step up.
True.
So they can guide us through this. I think they're trying. I don't know.
Let me, because I realized Jules didn't tell us how she's been coping.
How you doing, girl? What's up, babe?
How you doing?
Changing?
Me, I have been not so bad. I've been okay.
Yeah. That's the general answer. How are you? Fine.
But how are you really doing?
How are you really doing? Yeah.
You know, I'll be honest, when this thing happened, I think I was in the same boat as Sharon, whereas it was an initial relief, because I felt like life was just always moving so fast.
Mm-hmm.
You're always in a heightened state of anxiety about, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to do this, you need to do that. So, I mean, I didn't think it was going to go on until June, July.
Yeah,
I only thought it would be like, by, you know, 1 month.
By
like April, we'll have figured things out. But for me, the first few weeks, I was very okay with working from home. I needed to slow down on a personal level. Like you said, you know, I started walking and doing all these things, which I never used to do before because I didn't have the time.
Yeah.
And I didn't have the time and I couldn't fit them into my routine at the time, you know, because me, it was just wake
the
up
flexibility
in the morning.
Now.
Like now I can wake up. You know, my dream was always to have this kind of morning routine. Wake up, meditate, take a walk, and then like, come do your shit.
Rescue your dog.
Yeah. Which I did. I rescued your dog. Oh, you're not being sarcastic.
This is real life. This is no jokes.
Yeah.
It's fully related.
Yeah.
We promise. Relative.
Yeah. So yeah, like for me, I was I'm okay with this. And then also I was able to start doing this other, well, I have this business that I do,
yeah.
which I never ever, I mean, well, I used to you guys know it.
Your skincare,
my skincare business.
And it has supported
us. Our skin
us.
Is popping.
I'm happy. I'm
glow up.
We are here glowed up.
Yeah. I'm really glad by the way. A lot of people give me good feedback. And that's like, my dream has always been to provide something to people that has such a nice, a positive impact.
Yeah. Done it.
I know everyone says that all the time. I just want to do something that's a positive impact on society. But like for real, that's a very intrinsic thing for me. And then I was able to start my own YouTube channel on the side. And I just, my creative juices were exploding. And now I felt like, you know, before I used to feel like, I want to do this YouTube channel, but now what do people say? Kwani why? You know, like, you know, this
she's
self-doubt.
Solo,
what did you call it? Analysis paralysis.
Analysis paralysis.
Yeah. Yeah. That was
but
powerful,
now I was
right?
just like, I can do this thing and blame it on Corona. And say, I started it because, and I even started my own hashtag, isolation creation. So now
I
really wanted to do my own thing, but I didn't want to
Jules
have to.
Is a creative,
Jules
huh?
is a creative. Bro,
what?
I think just says these things in passing.
So we're really not letting you like that. What? I feel like we need isolation creation. Just breathe.
Isolation creation.
Sorry, as you were. I'm sorry.
But
you guys, yeah. Just see Sharon's hashtags. Isolation pearls.
Yeah. So yeah, I started it. I mean, something with or without Corona, I should have started, but I didn't because I didn't know how to validate even within myself. Like, how do I explain it to myself?
Which is insane, right? Because why do you need to? Sometimes it's like, I could, like, let's do it.
Yeah.
You know, but then so many factors.
In fact, majority of the factors are you yourself, stopping yourself, imagining what the might prevent you from doing it. So anyway, I fucking did it.
Yeah.
And then my business has grown. Yeah, I feel like now I'm able to spend time, look for good suppliers, look for a better efficient way of getting these products into Kenya. And I would not have done that previously because I guess I didn't have the time enough. And even if there was no Corona, I'd be finding ways to keep myself busy because you're like, you need to do other more serious things.
Right.
But now everyone is like, you need a side hustle because
nothing is guaranteed.
Things now are going thick. So now I can do what I really wanted to do.
Yeah.
I'm using this thing as a excuse or a backdrop.
Credibility. Yeah.
I'm like, I had to do it because why are you pushing this business or why are you focusing this business? Well, because Corona, you know, guys need to hustle. Yeah. But really, I really wanted to do it.
It's true.
So for me, it has forced me to do the things that I've always wanted to do. It has forced me to look within myself. I'm meditating more. I'm walking more. And I don't think I would want life to go back to normal. What I mean is back to the previous.
Right.
I want things to go back to normal. I want people to start going back to work.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm happy that so many people have discovered these little things that they can do with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me now, so I'm like, okay, how do I incorporate this to my general life?
Right.
It's not about work, and then party Friday, and then party Saturday, and then hangover Sunday, and then Monday, work.
That's
true. Been me for the past like 6-7 years.
Right, yeah.
I feel like it's given us a space to actually like culture of hobbies, you know? Like,
true.
We'd always try to professionalize our hobbies. We'd try to, if you start singing, then okay, now how do I start?
How do I monetize?
Right.
Yeah. Monetizing was such a big deal before all this. That's why we're always busy. Like, you can literally just like to go for a walk, then you start thinking, hey, but then maybe I can become a professional walker.
Yeah.
And then maybe I'll win to do what? And then I'll keep chugging. I'm coming. We need to
just
calm
do
down.
It.
Just do it for you.
Do you know what?
Because you're enjoying
Nike.
It.
That's it. It's forced us to calm down. It's forced us to be more present, and I'm happy about that.
There's even a thing, and inwardly, like, do things for yourself, not for the sake of trying to monetize.
Exactly, and now you don't have to show up at every party and be, you know, it's just like you're at home.
Post everything on Instagram.
So now you're at home and like you're just there, and you're like, oh my god, it's just me. So, and I'm single. So, so now you're forced to deal with you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And me, I've dealt with me.
Ooh, I'm still dealing with
me. I'm still dealing with me, but I'm grateful for that.
Yeah.
But I do have to say,
I feel like that's a whole other topic for a whole other day.
Yeah.
Dealing with you.
Dealing with you.
dealing with me.
You can't even blame your. You can't blame you. I'm also a lot of work for myself, even. I think God bless the man who will date me. And I'm sure God is slowly equipping him with the coping skills to deal with Julia. I know that because God cannot be so cruel to give me a man who cannot deal with him.
100%.
So,
amen. Hallelujah.
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 Rob. Oh, lunch.
So what do you think? What do you think? I mean, I'd like us to talk about the good things, like the,
that's what I was even going to come to.
The
I was going to say
and
like
the bad things, I guess, out of Corona.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. First of all, we're gonna wrap this episode up soon, but I want us to leave it on a positive note because this is the thing. I think we all at this point know what the negatives are. We know the emotions that come from it. And I just maybe want to ask you guys, and even you guys listening to right now, was there some positive things you've either learned about yourself, you've learned how to do, you've like discovered during this COVID-19 lockdown period?
Just throwing it at me.
Yeah, she was like,
I think definitely the biggest positive would be finding stuff to do that is just in line with me enjoying it.
Yeah.
There's no performance element to it. Because I feel like I've been so, like, just so heavily stuck in that world of how well will I do this thing for the audiences, for my boss, for my partner, for my family, like
for others.
I'm not trying to outperform myself,
right?
And I think I've spent a lot of time looking inwards because a lot of those things that I was performing or people I was performing for, the world just sort of stopped and was like, we actually don't care. Like, are you happy? Like, are you genuinely
happy? An interesting analogy that all the people you are performing for because we do stuff,
for other people, for them to tell you, well done, Sharon,
or you don't do stuff because of others, because of the perception of what you think others would think or do.
I think because the world forces to really look beyond people's performance and look at them like, yo, you guys, you're human, are you alive, are you healthy? When I started getting those questions from, I don't know, like my mom, my friends, it's the first time I was like, oh, you don't care that I need to be so bomb at my job, or so bomb at making content, or I always have an answer for everything. Like, you just want to know the basic, like, Sharon, are you healthy, are you okay? Good. You don't have to talk to me all the time. You don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to be so calculated. You don't always have to know the next move, because I feel like I've always been in that headspace where Sharon always seems like she knows where she's going, what she's doing, da da da. And I think that being removed, because really nobody knew what was going to happen
at all.
So nobody expected you to know.
People who did job interviews in 2015 and they asked you, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Everybody was wrong.
Everybody was wrong. And I used to pride myself in that.
In that 5-year trajectory.
Like, I had plans, planned to the T.
Right.
And I was so relieved to have that burden removed, because now I feel. It's going to sound so conceited. I feel that I've been ordinarized. Mm. There's such a word. Like, I feel like I've had those pressures removed.
Yeah.
And I can breathe.
And I can just be.
I can be, and I can make mistakes.
Enough.
And it's enough, and I'm enough. And I think I needed that time to just look inward and be like, so now, Sharon, what do you actually like to do? And I think that's what's really brought me into the space of, oh my God, I really want us to do this podcast, because it started a while back. And now I feel like I know why I wanted to have this platform, because it's not a performance-based platform. Like, we're just talking as girls.
Bands.
That's it, man. So that's
That's such a crazy thing also. I mean, like, low-key for me, I don't miss being hungover on a Saturday morning. Like, I know that's such a fluffy thing to say, but genuinely, I wake up, so I'm like, okay, so now.
You wake up and you text me at 8 in the morning.
Like, no, I'm like, hey, Shaz, so? And she's like, okay, yeah, so.
Oh my God, that's so
right?
I mean, I'm relating with you.
I know.
I'm relating with Sharon. I'm relating with you.
But it is.
Saturday, we're not hanging.
That's
imagine. Like many Saturdays.
Exactly.
Many Saturdays. Like, it's not the one you're looking at now. I need to take a break.
Nothing.
No, it's not the one for taking a break. Yeah. It's for like, do you know there's a time I looked back and it had been 6 weeks since I was late.
Yeah.
Yo!
And this is not a thing. It's not. Another episode. And it's not even a thing of being like off your face, obliterated. Just even a slight little headache. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, it's gone. It's gone. And I don't like to. It's not like I don't still drink. I still have a glass of wine. Even like today, I was saying, Jules, when you go, let's have a glass of wine later.
After
see how it happens. You know? Just small things like that. And I think I've just been able to really appreciate the time that I have to myself, which I love.
Right.
It's such a crazy thing, but I love like my own time. And especially for me, one really major, major positive thing, which I think just engulfs everything else, is my younger brother's in Australia. And we speak almost every day, if not every second day.
Wow.
And previously that would never been able to happen because the time difference is about 8 hours where he is. So every time he would like randomly call me, and he, my brother can call me to tell me he's made pasta. And he's like, yo, nonce, look at this pasta. It's lit, yeah? And I'm like, yes. He'd be like, cheers, hang up the phone. And I'm like, okay. So now I'm in the office. I'm in a meeting. I called, picked it up because I thought it was something important. And this is because I stopped picking up. I would tell him, I can't talk now. I can talk at this time. When I can talk, he's like, I'm asleep. I'm awake. I'm asleep. You're awake? He's like, things like that. These days, like, he can pull up and he just like calls me and I'm like, yeah, you know, and I feel like he's someone who's all the way on the other side, probably, you know, don't even really know when he's going to be home next. And we've been able to chat. And I feel like, you know, that's my nigga, man. He's out here, you know. So that's for me, that's a major.
Love that.
Yeah, major positive. Hi, Jenga.
Hi, Jenga. We love you. Cute,
First of all, I'm going to shut the mic. Cut the orcs.
He cue and whatever.
You need to calm down. Everybody needs to calm down. Can we talk about Derek?
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. Brothers.
I zoomed. Sorry.
Do we have cute brothers? And I scare you.
I'm just saying, for all the listeners. All the listeners. For all the listeners here.
Hide your brothers from Sharon.
She's climbing out your windows.
Actually, your I'm friends with your sister. I just wanted to find out with it.
Did you hear the shout-out I gave you on the podcast? And Julesy, tell us.
All right. So for me, some positives. Very close to yours. Enjoying my own company.
Yeah.
I've always been like, I'm a very social person. Like, I don't like being alone.
Yeah.
But then I get those moments where it's like, I'm around people and then, okay, I need to be alone now.
Yeah.
But it's very short, like one day.
Yeah.
And then the next day I'm like, yo, what's up? What are we doing?
What's the move?
Are we doing brunch? Are we doing Mercury? Are we going, yeah, what's up? It's lit. You know what?
Shout out Mercury, man.
Mercury.
Gosh. Nice. Isn't anybody want Mercury?
Yeah. So, 100.
Hit
probably.
Or not, it's okay. Cream. That's
what's
how you
the problem?
Come. Yeah. And the king bill. You know, so like I think okay. Oh, do you know what? This is exactly what I'm trying to say. Yeah. So do you know what it is? Oh my god, like I've had an epiphany right now. Can you see my
yeah, like your eyes.
What happened? What the thing is, I do enjoy my own company,
yeah.
But I suffer from chronic FOMO.
Word.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I would.
That's another pandemic.
I would be at home. You know, first of all, I live very far from like the rest of the world.
Word.
You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, okay, I went out last night. I'm just gonna chill today, and then I'm
then
chilling.
You'll see like a loose
and then I'm just
Insta story.
Even if I don't see an Insta story, I just know.
Yeah.
Udon is doing something. I know Sharon is doing something. So I feel like I can't be alone. I need to be a part of that.
Yeah.
And I realized I suffer from very severe FOMO because when Corona happened, I was so at peace. I was not even wondering what everyone is doing because I know 7 o'clock,
everybody at home. Pew, pew, everybody at home.
Corona was the cure for FOMO.
Yeah. Now the curfew is 9 p.m., but it used to be 7.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't care what you're saying. Wherever you are, you must have to sleep there.
Right.
And it's not a party. Yeah. It's only maybe one or two people.
And everybody has those neighbors calling the police.
Yes.
So imagine that FOMO was lifted from my life. And I was at peace. I wasn't feeling like I want to go and I need to be. And
places were closed. Physical establishments.
Places are still
our
closed.
Our watering hole, Mercury, was
closed. Yeah, yeah.
It's closed, yeah.
So for me, I just realized, like, I actually do. First of all, I learned to enjoy my own company, but it's not because I didn't have the opportunity to. It's because I have major FOMO.
Right.
When people are doing something and I'm not there, I feel left out.
That's right.
So I feel left behind. Mm. So now I wasn't feeling left behind.
Yeah.
I could just like, create my own stuff, do my own podcast, work with you guys, and do my own YouTube channel, and do my own, and like, no one's leaving me behind. No one's just like, oh,
we're all in the same.
Yeah, no one's like, actually, you have a YouTube channel. Oh, that's interesting. Us guys were just having fun over here while you were doing that.
Exactly.
I have to record. Oh, us, we're going to be.
Yeah.
Like, wait, what are you going to be doing? What? Yeah. I'm coming.
Exactly. So it's like the world was put on pause for me to thrive. That's how I feel.
Right.
And then my last one is, I really have to say this positive because it's a major one for me. I mentioned meditating. I've been trying to practice meditation. So now I feel like I pray more. And when something's happening, when I talk to God, I just used to talk at him and I say amen.
Yeah.
Now I'm like a bit more quiet and I'm just like, okay.
That's awesome.
Let's see. Can I make this a two-way thing?
That's right. So you've given me an epiphany.
And I did not have that. I did not have that prior to this because I'm always thinking about the next thing. I need to go to work. Yeah. I need to go to this. I need to go to this meeting. I need to go to the gym. I'm not going to the gym enough. I need to go out. I need to shoot a video. I need to. I mean, like now I'm just like, there's nothing else but you and me. So let's do this. Yeah.
Let's chat.
So yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. What's up. I love it. Okay. So before we start praying and preaching the word, I'm going to wrap this episode up here, guys. Episode 2 in the bag. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you've also had a chance to reflect, to ask yourself how you're doing, how you're really, really doing, because, you know, it's COVID, it's lockdown. As we're kind of adapting to the new norm, we're also still trying to figure out how we're doing, right? And still trying to figure out how everyone else is doing. So, let us know what is a positive thing that's happening in your life. What's something positive that you've been enjoying? And we're going to give you a little bit of a sneak peek into our next episode, because let me tell you,
hey,
it's going to be
fire. Fire, baby. but remember, as always, it's related.
I promise.
Next week on IRIP.
Sharon!
Hi, now
Sharon,
pressure.
We're back to you.
So mine.
What's your bad bitch? Bad because you're the one who's been the baddest bitch over here.
I would say.
You're the baddest bitch with your white braids. White braids. You look like Tupac Shakur wife in 1992. You get me?
There's been a very interesting word that Jules brought up. Yeah. The whole phase. The bad bitch phase. Like, hey, we all know about. Because I feel like for you to be able to hold down a friends with benefit relationship, you need to channel your bad bitchery. Like, you need
bad
to be able
energy.
Your bad bitch
that's
energy. And I don't know. Have you guys ever had that phase? I know I did at some at
what did
Issa Rae
call it? Totation.
Dude, that is where I learned about the whole phase. With Insecure.
Whole,
I'm
insecure,
like, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so this babe, she's been hooking up with this guy. No strings attached.
Uh-huh.
As far as she thought. Now,
yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah.
Didn't I tell you that
I was a savage?
Fuck your white horse and a carriage.